From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Center for Strategic and International Studies, Bonnie Glazer, says the visit by a North Korean delegate to Beijing may raise more questions than headlines.
Who really initiated this meeting? Is it that the North Koreans have reached out to China or China reached out to the North Koreans? And then, of course, what was discussed? Is this a preparation for the Trump meeting with Kim Jong-un and the inter-Korean summit?
Glazer says that China may make an announcement about the visit as early as Wednesday. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced measures in reaction to the use of a nerve agent on a former Russian spy in Britain.
I have today withdrawn the accreditation of 7 staff at the Russian mission to NATO. I will also deny the pending accreditation request for 3 others. And the North Atlantic Council has reduced the maximum size of the Russian mission to NATO by 10 people in line with my decision.
Stoltenberg says Russia will still have 20 diplomats at NATO, enough to facilitate a political dialogue. Polls opened in Egypt Tuesday for the second day of a presidential election. Incumbent Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is expected to win easily against a little-known rival. Authorities have been urging Egyptians to participate in the 3-day vote, hoping for a high turnout despite what is seen as a foregone conclusion. This is VOA News. The lawyer of opposition Senator Maguna Maguna, who holds dual Kenyan and Canadian citizenship, said his client was detained by police at Nairobi Airport during an attempt to force him onto a plane to Canada.
The court had directed that, you know, the government departments, the relevant government authority, should give Maguna a safe passage into the country.
Maguna was deported by Kenyan authorities in February for his role in a protest by opposition leader Raila Odinga. Earlier this month, a Kenyan court ordered that Maguna's Kenyan passport be restored and that he be granted entry into the country. Kenya's biggest newspaper, The Daily Nation, reported that plainclothes police officers slapped and kicked journalists covering the incident. More popular Southeast Asian islands will be off limits to visitors this year as officials seek to protect ecosystems crumbling from warming seas and unchecked sprawl, despite the risk to tourism revenues and tens of thousands of jobs. Miller Sega has that story.
Thailand will shut Maya Bay, made famous by the film The Beach. In the Philippines, officials plan to close Boracay Island for 6 months at the end of April. Research shows Southeast Asia is expected to bear the brunt of rising damage to coral reefs, depriving fishermen of incomes and leaving nations exposed to incoming storms and damage from surging seas. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Former Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont is awaiting his fate in Germany following a European arrest warrant issued by Spain. Jacob Greaves has more.
A decision on extradition, though, is unlikely this side of the Easter break, according to court staff. Puigdemont is currently housed in Neumünster jail after entering Germany on his way back from Finland to self-imposed exile in Brussels. He faces up to 25 years in prison on charges of rebellion and sedition for organising an illegal referendum for Catalonia and unilaterally declaring independence last October. Other former Catalan leaders are also facing charges or fighting extradition.
That was Jacob Greaves. Thousands of people departed eastern Ghouta for Syrian rebel territory near the Turkish border on Tuesday. The third group to leave under a deal brokered by Russia to surrender the enclave near Damascus to the Syrian government. Russian President Vladimir Putin promised a transparent probe as thousands of angry and distraught Russians rallied Tuesday in a Siberian city after a shopping mall fire killed at least 64 people, many of whom were children. Putin has blamed the deaths on criminal negligence. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.